Time to take KSL Outdoors. This is Utah's most listened to program about hunting, fishing, camping, and high adventure. All the gear you need to buy, where the fish are biting, and secret places in Utah and around the world where you can have a blast. KSL Outdoors with host Tim Hughes on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning and welcome to a brand new day. It is, as always, a pleasure to have you starting your day with us here on KSL. A little unsettled for the weekend with some rain possible over the next couple of days. But then again, we warned you before, March is historically, statistically, still one of the wettest months of the year, if not the wettest month of the year in Utah. We hope it will fall in the form of snow for ski resorts and be rain down here in the valleys, but we'll keep you posted.
I love March.
So do I.
You never know what you're going to get.
Yeah, and if you don't like it, just wait a minute. Yeah. It'll change.
It's a fun weather month.
Is the other thing. Tim Hughes here along with Russ Smith from Sky Call.
Yeah, good morning. And we have an empty seat here.
Yeah, he's on his way.
Okay.
Navidauskas right. will be joining us for a Fish Bite segment. And I wouldn't have a conversation with an author of a book called The Angler's Book of Favorite Fishing Quotations without Navi's help.
Without Mike, yeah.
So we'll look forward to that. That conversation, by the way, should be fun, coming up at 6:35 after we get you some news of the week in just a couple of minutes. It's been a crazy week.
Man.
I'm telling you, I get off the air with Amanda in the mornings on Utah's Morning News, and I'm exhausted.
Yeah, I bet. Now you are. Yeah.
And I'm not talking about the 3 a.m. wake-up call. I'm just talking about trying to keep up with the news of the week that is moving so fast.
We're all trying to keep up, you know.
And it's an emotional bit of news that we have to cover. And we, unfortunately, never get the opportunity like we're having right now.
Right.
Just to sit and have a conversation with our listeners because it is so time sensitive with news, weather, sports, traffic, and going zoom, zoom, zoom around us. But let me just say this to our listeners who have listened to us on Saturday mornings for a long, long time and hopefully are also listening during the week. I hear you when we get texts from people that say the news of the day is stressing them out.
Yeah.
And some people wish we did not hit the coronavirus story so hard. But you have to understand, we're in the news business here at KSL, and we take the same amount of criticism if we don't do those stories.
Mm-hmm.
And now more than ever, as I said on the air, I think it was Thursday, we believe and always have believed that knowledge is power.
Exactly.
And right now you need to know where to find that knowledge and harness that power as a collective group. Not just with your family, but with your neighborhood, with your community, with your work, so that we can do the right things here to slow this thing down.
I want to say, in my opinion, there's so very little truth anymore in the media. KSL is the best place to go.
Well, you know? I appreciate that.
Yeah.
But unfortunately, in the age of cable television and their desire and really their need to find a niche.
To get it there as quick as possible.
Well, but they need to find a niche of an audience that they can count on day in and day out. They tend to narrow themselves into a situation, politically especially, where they'll give you the proper headline or they'll give you they'll give you the facts, but they're not giving you the entire story, which then colors the story, and it's a concern. And social media, of course, exacerbates
it's
that.
It's worse,
because everybody's diving in to get an angle on something, and then they, too, will forward a story that they have not researched themselves. The headline comforts them in one way or another, whether it's politically or whether it's otherwise, and it becomes this self-perpetuating mess.
Yeah.
And you must have people that you can trust, and we hope that KSL, and particularly Utah's Morning News Monday through Friday, is a place that you can trust. For us to be looking to the CDC, which their website is cdc.gov, or the World Health Organization, to get the information and, you know, take what is given to you and implement into your life to not only bring you some comfort, hopefully, but also having your family prepared for what might happen. We don't know.
You know, I'm really tired of, Tim, and the get up at 11 and go over and buy toilet paper at Winco. That's what I'm really tired of.
We've tried to dispel that rumor, too.
What rumor?
Sure, but that you have to stock up on 3 months' supply
No, we're not stocking up. We're just trying to get by.
You just need some rolls. My mom last night, of course, she's old school. She's 85 years old.
Yeah.
She was telling me on the phone last night, and I've checked in on her because she's one of those people that's in a high-risk category.
Right.
At her age, and she has some pulmonary concerns at this point of her life.
Yeah.
And she says, I don't know what people are thinking. You know, you still are going to have running water. If worse comes to worse, you can jump in the tub and use the water. She says...
Okay.
Or you'll like this. She says,
that's true.
She said, get an old flannel shirt and tear it into strips and use that.
Okay, we could get to that, too.
Somebody actually suggested there was a great picture of a roll of duct tape on the toilet paper hanger in the bathroom. And it said it actually is a new idea that will, what was the term they used? It not only will clean, but it will...
Exfoliate.
Well, something like that. It's like, oh,
where are we going with this?
No, no, it was a clean and a wax. That's what I
wax,
like.
Wax, yeah.
With the,
well.
The duct tape.
It's kind of a redneck type of deal.
There you
huh?
go. Fits right in with this show, doesn't it? Anyway, we are finding ways to smile through all of this and know that we have gone through some tough situations in our country and in our world before. It was not that long ago that we had a pandemic situation. Yes, they are taking some extreme measures here with travel bans and with quarantines, but hopefully what that does is slow down the spread of a virus long enough for the good folks, the smart ones out there, to find a cure and come up with a vaccine that will actually help in the long run with these things. 2009, 2010, yeah. H1N1, swine flu. You lived through it.
Whole list of them.
By the way, you've lived through SARS. You've lived through MERS. You've
That's
lived
right.
through Ebola.
That's right.
You've lived through swine flu. You're going to make it this time, too. And we'll be back at it with the news that comes our way Monday morning, starting at 5 o'clock here on KSL. And look forward to it, actually.
It's good to have you there.
Yeah, well, sometimes I wonder at 3 o'clock in the morning when the alarm goes off. We're going to be talking to a member of your family coming up about safety in the backcountry this morning.
Andy Smith.
What does he do?
You wrote it down. He's the executive
director. Grand County Emergency Medical Services.
Thank you.
It's a mouthful.
He's the guy there. When people ask him, he's in charge of all the emergency services in Grand County.
Yeah.
That's the way. Everybody knows Andy.
Well, and he's a good guy to know, and more people, I'm sure, are going to be down there headed to Moab and riding mountain bikes, playing in the backcountry with their four-wheelers. And I'm curious to see what Jeep Safari is going to look like with all of this going on in the news. But my guess is those people are still going to be out there doing it.
I want to say, on a little bit more of a somber note, but, you find humor in everything. When I lost my brother down there, I'm standing on the side of the road, and I have all these emergency service people standing there with me.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, does anybody know my Andy Smith? Yeah, everybody had his phone number.
Mm.
I said, would somebody give him a call and tell him to come down here?
Wow.
You know, and so everybody knows in both counties. All those counties down there, they work together. There's only a little bit of resources.
He had to respond in that situation to his uncle.
It's good to have him there.
Yeah. So we'll look forward to that conversation. I told you already about the author of the book, Favorite Fishing Quotations. We'll share that conversation with you coming up in this half hour. Navi's got fish bites. He'll be here by then. At 7:05, there's a closure we wanted to make you aware of on Upper Fish Creek. It's, again, this battle between private land ownership and stream access.
Yeah.
Faith Jolly will help us with that. And then we'll have a snow day segment for you, and we'll wrap up the program. Russ has brought in a new toy this morning. It's the one we've been talking about.
Yeah, Zoleo.
All right. So we'll find out more about the Zoleo, and you're right. It's tiny.
Did I say it was about the size of a pack of cigarettes? Not that I would know what a pack of cigarettes is.
Yeah.
But
we'll come in handy we'll tell you all the ways it'll come in handy. Need to take a break, though. When we can come back, we're going to have some news of the week for you. That's how we'll get things going, so stay right there.
2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
She was tear-gassed and beaten.
Images of thousands desperate to escape Taliban oppression filled our news feeds. More than 80,000 Afghans made it to America. But the story didn't end there.
It was very cold. There was no power, no heat.
Who would help our newest neighbors? I'm Andrea Smartin. In Stranger Becomes Neighbor, you'll hear the stories of some remarkable refugees who left their homes and their dreams behind, only to start over from zero.
Their only possession was three blankets.
And you'll meet Americans who stepped up to help them.
You want me to come when you deliver your baby.
What can one person do in the face of an international disaster decades in the making? That's Stranger Becomes Neighbor. Find us at kslpodcast.com, follow us on Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
All right. It is time for some news of the week. We're having a rather spirited conversation off the air.
I'm shaking. I had so much fun.
We should tell everybody, by the way, that this program is being
pre-recorded.
Thank you.
I don't know what day it is here, but there it's Saturday morning.
We're happy to report we are sleeping while this is airing.
Hey, no, we're not. We're up listening to the show with you.
Of course we are. A couple of things that made news this week that I thought were interesting, and I'm curious. It's too bad Navinovskis isn't here because I'd love to find out how he feels about this. This is from Montana. Yeah, and by the way, there's a program called Montana Outdoors, just like there's one called Utah Outdoors. I hadn't heard this story. I guess their paintballing has been secured as a legal means of landowners hazing bears.
Okay. See, now, when you told me about it originally, I thought it was like people chasing the bears with paintball. But I think we need to use it for distracted drivers, too.
No, Rush, don't go there. Don't
seriously.
Go there.
Mark them with a certain color if they're on their cell phone.
Stop it.
Certain color if they're eating burgers.
Here's how they made the announcement. We are excited to announce that we have finally secured paintballing as a legal means of landowners hazing bears.
That's a great idea.
For years, we've been trying to get paintballing approved, and a new federal order does just that. The Department of Interior Secretary order has allowed the United States Fish and Wildlife Service to expand its landowner grizzly bear deterrence guidelines with paintballing and cracker shells explicitly approved.
I got cracker shells.
For public use. Many people have been, I guess, against this idea, but
it's much more humane than a lot of other ways.
You've used bear bangers for years.
I got bear bangers. The bear banger thing is kind of out of business. I can't procure
really
any of the flares, but I saved the cracker shells. I got. They're 12-gauge shells. They use them at airports and stuff. They use them at the dump, to run off the birds and,
Right. While you're unloading at the dump, that guy sits there in the little shed and just fires those off.
More important than that, at the airport while you're landing and taking off, keep the seagulls out of the jet engines.
And who wouldn't be in favor of that?
Yeah.
This one also caught my eye, and there's actually video, which hopefully you can see if I click it on over there on the TV. Acts of nature, they say, have been known to cause power, phone, and broadband service outages, but for many of those outages, they're caused by, not many of those actually, are caused by fighting elk. This happened up in Park City, and I don't know how well you can see that.
I can see it, yeah.
The company shared a one-minute video from a surveillance camera that shows a pair of bull elk battling underneath an antenna. On Wednesday of this past week, one of the elk apparently bumped into the antenna, causing the outage.
There he is.
Yeah, here they come.
Well, maybe they need to raise that tower up a little bit.
It is low to the ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
So the company says, we apologize to a few High Valley customers that went down yesterday. We couldn't figure out the problem until we checked our camera and found these two guys, who now are locked horns. And they're back and forth and back and forth.
what tower is that? Is that AT&T or Verizon, or it's probably Cricket?
It doesn't. Well, it was broadband.
All right.
Yeah,
Utah
broadband.
Okay.
They said it's not unusual to see elk bulls fight. In fact, every fall they participate in something called a rut.
Yep.
During the mating season, the elk bulls fight each other, battles over the herd dominance, but now you get to see it play out. If you want to see the video, by the way, it is on our Facebook page at KSL Outdoors Radio. and hope you enjoy that. All right, no call from James this week. He had a medical situation there in Texas. So we'll take a break here. We'll come back when we do. Looking forward to having a conversation with Jackie Corley, who is the author of The Angler's Book of Favorite Fishing Quotations, an inspired collection of wit and wisdom for those who love to fish. It's a great bathroom book, although some people think that's kind of a negative thing. Stay with us. A news update is coming up next.